things as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Uza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, UPND Livingston chairperson praises new Dawn government. UPND, NCP alongside ECZ inspect ballot ahead of Voe Kashiwa Shawa by election. In international news, US stock market opens lower after global sell-off. In sports news, Janga Rangers signed defender Ben Chishara. With the news in detail, my name is Alan Chimonya. In local news, United Party for National Development UPND Livingston chairperson Christopher Simwenya says the new Dawn government has fulfilled about 80% of its promises in Livingston district. Simwenya notes that the district, like many others across the country, has benefited from empowerment initiatives and government programs, including free education. He has highlighted that through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, local schools have been equipped with desks and a number of pupils from vulnerable families have received bursaries for boarding school at the secondary level. Meanwhile, UPND member Spooky Mulema emphasizes that Zambians are no longer interested in political rhetoric but in meaningful development that directly improves their lives. Mulema has stated that since assuming the highest office in the land, President Hakainde Hichilema has shown political will and a strong desire to work for the people of Zambia who entrusted him with the mandate to lead. He adds that all social protection policies under the new Dawn government are people-centered and are being implemented with the sole objective of enhancing citizen welfare. Officials from the ruling United Party for National Development UPND and the opposition New Congress Party NCP have gathered alongside the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ officers at the Commission's Lusaka offices to inspect ballot papers in preparation for Voe Shabo and Kashiwa by-elections. The verification process has given party representatives the opportunity to confirm that all candidate details, logos and symbols are accurately captured before the materials can be dispatched to Mushinga province. The upcoming by-elections prompted by vacancies in parliament and local councils have triggered intense political activity in the affected areas, with both major and smaller parties seeking to gain ground. The ECZ is now set to dispatch the verified ballots to the respective polling districts under tight security. The Kasama Magistrate Court has warned individuals who obstruct law enforcement agencies from performing their duties. Kasama resident Magistrate Chapson Silwimba has made the warning when delivering judgment convicting four accused persons who pleaded guilty to obstructing officers on duty. The convicted individuals are identified as Alec Mwanza, 23, John Chewe, 21, Crispin Shula, 23, and Monta Mwaba, 23, all from Chief Mwamba's chiefdom in Kasama, Northern Province. Particulars of the offense are that on 19th July 2025, the accused persons obstructed Drug Enforcement Commission DEC officers from executing their duties. Magistrate Silwimba emphasizes that the court will not hesitate to impose harsher sentences to such perpetrators to deter would-be offenders. In delivering the judgment, the court notes with concern the increasing trend of non-compliance with law enforcement officers, particularly among youths. The Drug Enforcement Commission in Lusaka has apprehended notorious drug trafficker identified as Bartholomew Maplanga from the Kalingalinga community. Maplanga, 25, has been arrested in connection with trafficking 46 cigarette sticks laced with cannabis and 9 vape pens containing suspect cannabis extracts. The arrest follows intelligence reports indicating that certain individuals are exploiting nightlife environments such as nightclubs and bars to abuse illicit drugs under the guise of using shisha and vape products. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba confirms that Maplanga is currently in lawful custody awaiting court proceedings. Tamba further urges nightclub and bar owners to ensure that their premises are not used for illegal activities involving narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances. He has also issued a stern warning to potential offenders, stating that the commission is actively pursuing individuals involved in such illegal practices and that arrests will continue. Still in local news, The Ministry of Green Economy and Environment announces the dates for the National Adaption Plan Expo for 2025. Speaking during the briefing, Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Posha says the expo will be held from the 12th to the 15th August 2025 at the Kenneth County International Conference Center, which will be held under the theme Innovation in the National Adaptation Plan Process. Posha explains that National Adaptation Plan is a strategic framework developed by countries like Zambia to identify and prioritize actions needed to address the impact of climate change in areas like water, agriculture, energy, forestry, wildlife, health, and infrastructure. He further mentions that the purpose for the NAP is to enhance resilience to climate change impacts by identifying vulnerability, proposing adaptation measures, and mobilizing resources for the implementation of the prioritized adaptation actions. Posha says the choice for Zambia to host the expo demonstrates the commitment which the country has to shaping global decision in advancing the sustainable development goals. However, Posha has called upon all media houses, stakeholders, and government ministries, civil society organizations, and NGOs to collaborate with the Ministry of Green Economy to deliver a successful 2025 NAP Expo. The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka, as measured by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket for the month of July 2025 has reduced by 1.37%. JCTR Social and Economic Development Program Officer Lukwesa Musonda says this reduction is largely attributed to price declines in select essential food and non-food items. Musonda explains that under the essential food items section, items such as chicken and pounded groundnuts have recorded a significant drop in prices, while under the essential non-food items section, the price of charcoal has also dropped from what was recorded in June 2025, offering slight relief for charcoal-dependent households. She has, however, indicated that inflationary pressure persists in key nutritional items such as carpenta, posing a risk to dietary diversity and protein intake, particularly among low-income households. Musonda notes that even with a slight decrease in basic needs and nutrition basket, the financial burden on Zambia households remains substantial, reflecting the country's delicate economic state. Finally, in local news, Tourism Minister Rodney Sukumba has held the launch of the ROAAR initiative. Minister Sukumba has emphasized that initiative is poised to attract more tourists to Zambia and drive national economic growth. He has applauded the ROAAR team for prioritizing community involvement and urged other developments to adopt similar inclusive approaches. Echoing the minister's sentiments, Zambia Tourism Agency CEO Matongo Mutamwandi says the project will elevate Zambia's global tourism profile and lead to increased tourist arrivals. He has noted that ROAAR plays a pivotal role in positioning Zambia as a premier destination in Southern Africa and beyond. Meanwhile, Tommy Lixon, Managing Director of Immersive International, and Giovanni Augusta of Augusta Productions have expressed deep gratitude to the Zambian government and local residents for their unwavering support and collaboration in bringing the vision to life. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Banjo.
Abua.
How come you are always smiling these days? New car or is it the new girlfriend?
None of that. You are DSTV, boy.
DSTV? Stop joking. Tell me more.
I paid for Compact and DSTV upgraded me to Compact Plus.
Wait. You mean when you pay for your current package, they upgrade you to the next higher package?
Hey, wait.
You should have told me earlier. I'm paying today. DSTV, here I come.
We got you. Pay and get upgraded for Mahala. This is a limited time offer. DSTV, your home of entertainment.